so much discussion over the years as to whether Stefanos' progress has just been stalled a little because of his maybe over-reliance on his father, but despite what everybody has said, they're still an item.
Certainly others have tried to come in as the drop shot art. Is there anyone better? I think not. Drop shot winner, Alcaraz holds, gets the first game on the board. I mean, Mark Philippoussis came in for a while, a good friend of the family, but it just... It's a reliance on his father. It's the relationship, and Tsitsipas said, look, it's a relationship I want.
Yeah, and of course, if he's really content and happy about it, then it must carry on. But we're looking at him now, having a conversation with Dad as he goes and sits down. Pretty one-sided conversation, of course. There have been so many occasions like this. Of course, we see so many different players having similar conversations with their coaches who are not their fathers, but, I mean... I am not privy to the inside workings of the Tsitsipas camp, and he's been incredibly successful, but he's not made a Grand Slam semi-final since the Australian Open at the beginning of last year. For whatever reason, we did not put him in the mix when we previewed who become champion here, and that's a reflection on how his star has waned just a little over the past year and a half.
It certainly is. Yes, Eleanor lost her prediction in Novak Djokovic today. Serve volley point, 1-2 punch from Tsitsipas, and Sophie lost Svitolina. Barring that, we're all still going strong.
Well, we are, and you're delighted because your man's made it through another round without having to lift a racket in anger.
So he can watch these two and hope these two sort of pummel each other for a few hours. Oh dear,
that is,
rush of blood to the head.
That's inexcusable. And well, he's on the service line. He's got all the time in the world to put away an overhead wherever he wants, and he treats us to one of those gladiatorial leaps and then promptly blazes the ball out of the court.
Mariana, if you're listening and you hear some Greek, could you do some translating for us? To our resident translator. Because there's a lot of chattering, and currently he's at the end of the player boxes so he can have a little exchange. 15 all, but he can't afford too many of those. Serve down that he thought about coming in, but stays back and goes inside out with the forehand, the stretch in the backhand in the middle of the court, and switches that ball into the corner. High, high ball. Tsitsipas will let it bounce. He's got time for it to come down. Oh, he's missed it. You are kidding me.
Do you know what? As he waited for that ball to bounce and then prepared for the smash down the line, I had that sneaking feeling that he was going to miss. And I think it's partly because Alcaraz is so quick around the court, Tsitsipas feels he's got to get it on the lines to make absolutely sure the Spaniard doesn't get the ball back into play.
Oh, I mean, he had a lot of time for that ball to come down. But as you say, you would have seen the Spaniard out the corner of his eye. 15-30. Needs to settle himself here. Tsitsipas runs around, goes inside in an instant over the highest part of the net. Again, Alcaraz already scrambling over towards that side.
Yeah, but that's three shockers. Three shockers in a row to give Alcaraz a couple of break points right at the start of the second set. And of course, he broke Tsitsipas right at the start of the first.
15-40. He needs to find a sort of calm zen place in the next couple of seconds or he will be a breakdown. Second serve. Alcaraz hasn't had to do that much, to be fair. Alcaraz spins in the forehand, flats out the backhand down the line. Another spinny forehand from Alcaraz. The backhand cross court from Tsitsipas. Alcaraz just getting the ball in, saying, come on then, make an error. And he does. Backhand cross court into the tram lines. Alcaraz didn't have to do that much in that game to get the break.
No, and that was just a self-implosion on the part of Stefanos Tsitsipas. We're now getting a close-up of his dad, Apostolos, who tends to be chuntering and looking pretty unhappy anywhere. And there was just a pained expression on his face, almost a look of, well, we're only two games into the second set, but this one ain't going to go my boy's way.
Mariana is listening. She said, Gigi, I will do my best. So if we hear them talking, we have to go silent so Mariana can do some translating through the middle of the court. And long goes Carlos Alcaraz.
And it still only is a set and a break. There's a long, long way to go here. And five-set matches, we all know, have peaks and troughs. So if you're a Tsitsipas fan, don't panic yet. But he cannot throw in another game on serve like that last one.
Tell you what, though, it's a set and a break and a five-love head-to-head. I mean, how much does that add weight to what's going on in the mind of Tsitsipas? Ball girl scampers forward, scoops up the ball, shoots back beside the net. Alcaraz winds himself up and serves out wide, and the backhand takes off, lifts off, doesn't find the court. Mark said, I see that Daniela won today, and you're her coach. I know, I was very happy. I sent her a congratulations message. I said, I see you follow the game plan. I think she's got an early practice tomorrow, might not be able to make.
Has she not sacked you yet?
She did sack me in Australia. She then rehired me in Australia. Then she sacked me, but I've been rehired for the French. Ace out wide. So I've got an unbeaten record as a coach, 2-0 now.
Mm. I'd love to see her gesticulating at you rather as Tsitsipas has been to his
but
dad
you know
the past
what
10
I do,
minutes.
Don't you?
You'd flounce off.
I'd just laugh. And that would make the situation even worse because they don't want to see someone chuckling back. 30-15. Oh, it's a beauty of a serve. Just angled, short angle kick serve out wide from the Spaniard. And he eases his way to 40-15.
Carol from Hastings has been in touch on the subject of Alcaraz's shirt.
I like it. Simple. Serve out wide. There we go. Hold to 50. What does she have to
well,
say?
Well, what colour are you describing his shirt as being?
I'm just going to... It's almost like a slate grey.
Yeah, I mean, Lady Eleanor's been having a go at all of us for... Well, basically accusing us of being colourblind, and Simon and Courtney were discussing it a little earlier on.
Charcoal grey? Slate grey?
Well...
It's not blue.
Carol from Hastings has looked it up on the manufacturer's site, and according to them, it's dark blue.
What?
So there you are.
It's not dark blue.
Gigi, there you are, Lady Eleanor of Preston. You're wrong. We've been right.
That's
well done,
not,
Carol.
That's not blue.
It is dark blue, and it's on the manufacturer's
but
site.
But it's not, is it? I mean, if you look at that, you wouldn't think dark blue, would you?
Well, Carol from Hastings says most of the time it still looks grey to me. I think it's blue.
Well, you haven't got your glasses on, so we're not listening to anything you say.
What is this dark blue?
It's grey. It's like slate grey. It's like charcoal grey. That's not dark blue. If I ordered a car in dark blue and that arrived, I'd send it back because it wouldn't be dark blue. But if I wanted charcoal or slate grey, I'd be delighted.
There is no way that that is charcoal or slate grey.
Well, it's not blue.
Just
not
look on the manufacturer's site.
But that's not dark blue, is it? What colour are his shorts?
Yellow.
What colour is his top, Stefan? Grey, thank you.
Sit down, get back to your controls, please.
Completely impartial, Stefan stood up. He wasn't in here when we read out the email. Stepped forward and he said grey. Right, this is key. His last service game was a shocker. He gifted Alcaraz the break. He's flouncing around a little bit. He's far away from his father now. He just needs to knuckle down and get a hold here and get on the board.
According to Alex from Canada, Stefanos is the Pete Best of his era.
Serve out wide. That nearly hit Tsitsipas on the head as it flew back.
Says only a few folks will get that reference. Stefan has straight away. I have. It's good that. The Pete Best of his era.
Tsitsipas. Nets on the serve. And Happy Me says it's not blue, it's dark grey. Absolutely. Ooh, the serve and volley got away with it there, Tsitsipas. Just wide from Alcaraz. So 30 love, love 3, 44 minutes played. Sun not due to set for another 25 minutes or so.
And for those who are screaming at their app or their radio or however you're listening to us.
Why would they be screaming? Lovely return to the feet of the onrushing Tsitsipas.
And don't know who Pete Best is. Well, he's often referred to as the fifth Beatle. He was sacked almost as soon as they started to become successful. So he just missed out. He was number 5 and... Obviously, you look at the rankings at the moment, and Tsitsipas is just behind the big group jockeying for that number one position.
Serve down the tee. Deep return from Alcaraz, who goes drop shot. Ooh, it sits up a little bit, allows Tsitsipas in. What does he do? He puts the lob up over his head. Tsitsipas cannot control it. He tried to reach it. 30 all. Tsitsipas, who... to drop just the one set before entering this match. That was Daniel Altmaier. The second round came through against Fucsovics, Altmaier and Zhang. Looking for a third Roland Garros semi-final, 2020-2021. He's 16-3 on the clay this year with his title in Monte Carlo, his runner-up in Barcelona. He's looking to bring up set point, and he smashes down back behind Alcaraz and brings up game point.
Oh. That's just about the loudest cheer of the fortnight. And it's just some encouragement for Tsitsipas to hold on to his serve.
He raised his arm aloft and he said to the crowd, come on, give me a little bit of encouragement, get behind me here. And they are doing just that. Serve out wide, the backhand's in play. It is deep from Alcaraz, who slides into his backhand. Inside out again, he's peppering the Alcaraz backhand. Ooh, scooped off his shoelaces. Tsitsipas back up line from Alcaraz. Alcaraz lets this bounce, goes inside in. Oh, it was too good. The weight of shot off that forehand side.
It's brutal. A thing of beauty, but brutal as well. Everything he's doing tonight, the speed around the court, the judgment, decision making.
Juice and Monica said it's slate grey, not dark blue. Exactly. Everyone's agreeing that it's slate or charcoal grey.
Monique, have a look at the manufacturer's site.
Well, it's very stern. Sits a pass. Serves down the tee, comes into volley, plays the half volley, sits up. Ooh, the ball is not high enough from Alcaraz, but he manages to redirect it back in. Forehand cross court, and he gets it, Tsitsipas.
I think if he lost that point, he'd have probably just run straight off the court into a taxi and gone home, because again, we were seeing some miraculous retrieving from Carlos Alcaraz. Tsitsipas held his ground in the forecourt, and this time, fortunately, the key moment didn't make a mess at the overhead.
Game point. Can he get another roar from the crowd by closing out the game? He stretches. It's into the net. And there's the cry from the crowd. Stefanos Tsitsipas needs a breakdown, but he's on the board in set two.
Yeah. And, you know, Alcaraz is so popular. And the cheers you're hearing now are not a reflection of anything the crowd thinks about him. It's just that they want a decent night's tennis. And with Alcaraz, a set and a break up after whatever it is, 46 minutes, you can understand why they want Tsitsipas to put up a little bit of stern resistance.
Tsitsipas says, Shishi, please be nice to Marcus. After all, he is a man and he's trying his very best with colours, food and anything else you throw at him.
I suppose I should say thank you to that, Tsitsipas.
Ace out wide.
The support for Tsitsipas is short-lived.
Well, he's got his game on the board now. I feel like they've helped him to that game. Kind of, you're on your own now, son.
Actually, quite a lot of emails and tweets on the subject of parents coaching their children. We'll come back to that.
Serve out wide. The backhand's in play. Cross court inside in. But he was off balance. Wasn't set up for it, Alcaraz.
As a general rule, it's not encouraged, certainly in early development. But tennis world's rather different, and there have been so many successful stories of dads or mums. I mean, Jimmy Connors, go back to Jimmy Connors. His mum was his inspiration.
Marion Bartley, Wimbledon champion.
Yeah.
Caroline Garcia has largely had her father involved when the WTA Tour titles, being near the top of her game, the top of the rankings. Caroline Wozniacki became a Grand Slam champion. I mean, these are just more recent times. Yeah. There have been awful stories that you've heard. Jelena Dokic, for one. It is a tough one.
Well done, Cheryl. Pains me to say it, she says, but it's blue.
No, it's not. 30-15, serve out wide. Backhand's in play, cross court. The backhand cross court from Alcaraz. He's still on his backhand side. He plays it down the line. The forehand cross court deep from Tsitsipas. It comes back at such a pace off that forehand from Alcaraz. Inside out. And then the drop shot from Alcaraz. He doesn't make it. He doesn't make it.
J. Jonathan in Switzerland has got a brief summation of some of these subjects we've been discussing. Nothing to do with sausages, but his thoughts on Daniela Handzukova, the shirt, Tsitsipas and Alcaraz coming up in just a moment.
Fantastic. 30 all. There's a little glimmer of hope here for Tsitsipas. 51 minutes played. Serve down the tee, the backhand is netted, the door slam shut, and it's game point as Tsitsipas put his hands on his hips.
Yeah, when you get these little half chances, Stefanos, you've got to at least make Alcaraz work hard. Lots of advice coming to both players inside a packed, increasingly febrile Philippe Chatrier court.
Game point for 4-1. First serve thundered into the net. Tsitsipas coming up to the baseline, try and take this as early as possible. In he comes. He takes it with the backhand, but he misses. And that's 4-1 Carlos Alcaraz in the second set. He leads by set to love with 52 minutes played.
Jonathan in Switzerland says, on the subject of Daniela Handzukova, be still my beating heart. Introduction, please. On the shirt. Have to say it looks grey on the television, but I can see a blue tinge. On the subject of Tsitsipas, has to sack his old man if he wants to get better. And on the subject of Carlos Alcaraz, despite his brilliant tennis in a style which I should love, I find him very difficult to root for.
Carlos Alcaraz?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I find him very easy to like and to support. He's a lovely young man. Stefan is now saying it's blue.
Good man.
It's great.
Yep. Yes, he's gone on to the manufacturer's site.
Don't be swayed by what the manufacturer's website says, Stefan. Don't start. This is the only reason you've changed your mind is because you've looked at the manufacturer's website. It is great.
2-1. We win.
But pineapple agrees.
The pineapple
has a vote.
This pineapple has got to be opened up before tomorrow.
You know what we do? Have you watched the video yet?
No.
Take the top off.
You're going to do
you
it.
You bang it on the floor.
You bang it on your head unless you confirm that this thing is...
it's about to collapse. Put it back and it's about to fall off. And then you pull out the individual little bits. You should wait. Show that to Alex Gretchen and see what he says.
I'd rather eat a song of sausage.
Hold up the...
He really will think I'm a nutter if I start holding up pineapples in the middle of the...
He was dancing, yes.
Quarterfinals. Errol's in Wolverhampton says, taxi for Tsitsipas. What's happening between his ears?
1-4, 53 minutes played.
That's the second aeroplane I've heard today,
really?
And the second of the fortnight.
Serve down the tee, the backhand is almost too deep. It's too deep from Carlos Alcaraz, right through the middle of the court. Just the seventh event of the year for Carlos Alcaraz, his eighth match of the European clay court swing because of the trouble he's had with that right forearm, where they said he just had to rest it, and then he got the pulmonary edema on top of the original injury. The serve goes down the tee. That rolls in, brought down by Tsitsipas. The depth of these shots from Alcaraz drops that one a little bit shorter, and then Tsitsipas cannot control the backhand.
Christy's been in touch from Dallas. Question for Gigi. Whenever I hear you zip through your brilliant shot calling, how do you do it? I wonder if your kids get the same speed of shot when you're giving them a chore list, and can they follow you?
I did one of the twins, the younger one, as it's a serve and volley from Tsitsipas, doesn't need to play the volley. We went to the parents' evening, and the teacher said he does talk a lot. and I felt I can't admonish him for that because I talk a lot. So I went, oh, he's only young. So he does talk a lot all the time, actually.
They've got a brilliant example to follow. I mean, to be honest with you, Christy, she's like that with us. Marcus, you're on the early, then you're late, then you go home and make sure your room's tidy, and can you get me some lunch and do this and the other, and Simon, you're doing this, that and the other, and get on with it.
Does that sound more like Lady E than me?
Well, she's even worse. I mean, she's frightening.
Honestly.
that she's been relegated to Lady in Waiting by one of our listeners.
Wow. Game point sits at best 1-4. Serve down the tee, gets to serve and volley into the net. And that's another hold. He just has to keep it to the one break of serve and see if he can somehow get into the Alcaraz service game. Vic is here again in Philippe Chatrier. Vic says, can confirm it's slate grey to the naked eye. No TV settings or glass in the way of filter use. Flags are dark blue. Alcaraz clearly slate blue. Oh, you've gone from slate grey to slate blue in the same message, Vic.
Well, she's been on the you-know-what again.
No, I'm confused. And Dennis says, it is completely, totally, utterly, completely, unquestionably, inarguably grey.
Two words. Manufacturer's site.
Odie Phillips wants an update on the name of the dog, which was not revealed.
It gave you the name on a piece of paper. It was Nepier.
15 love, serve out wide, going to serve and volley, plays the volley, sits it down, sits back, gets there, goes cross court, finds the court.
That's better. I mean, although he's had those discussions, shall we say, with his father, his body language aside for that, still been pretty good. He's moving with a degree of assuredness, and he was very quick to whip that one back past Alcaraz. 15 all, maybe he can just get half a chance here.
I mean, we're flying through, we haven't even played an hour. I mean, the seventh game of the second set, playing very quick points, not that long really. Alcaraz with the forehand doesn't connect as he would have wished. Down the line, the backhand, cross court and into the net from the Spaniard. A little window of opportunity for the Greek player now at 15-30.
Yeah, good movement again. Prompting and probing at the Spaniard's defence, which is normally very, very good, but this time he was overwhelmed.
Wow, that wasn't that good when you think how many people are in here. A little bit disappointing. Alcaraz, that's a great serve. It comes back. It takes a vice price. He leans back into the forehand. The lob is up from Tsitsipas. The ball will land in. Overhead from the back of the court, down the line. It's cut back by Tsitsipas. Alcaraz runs around and goes inside out with the forehand to a mishit ball. It's brought out of the air. Alcaraz comes forward and he's passed. Tsitsipas passes him and he's got break points.
Well, the roars from the crowd are fully deserved. Tsitsipas tried a little bit of everything there, plenty of loft on the ball, and then as Alcaraz ventured forward, he saw the opportunity to pass, and he did just that. Now he's created the chances. Can he take one of them?
First break points of the quarterfinal for Tsitsipas. Serve into the body, sort of a slightly mishit return. Tsitsipas then lofts the backhand up, sits up. It's heavily brought down the line. Tsitsipas now waits for the backhand and he plays cross court to the inside in, very deep from Alcaraz. Alcaraz the forehand into the centre of the court. The backhand flick cross court. Tsitsipas just getting these balls in at the moment. Low over the net, down the line from Alcaraz. Cut cross court from Tsitsipas. Double handed backhand cross court to the drop shot from Tsitsipas. Alcaraz is ready. He goes down the line. Tsitsipas goes for the pass. The volley from Alcaraz is special. And now he's saying to the crowd, you've given him support, now give me support.
Well, they're both bringing out the best in each other. That was another phenomenal rally, and my only criticism of Tsitsipas at the end of it, with Alcaraz standing as a formidable obstacle in front of the net, I thought he was going to lob him. I think he should have tried to lob him, easy in hindsight, but what a point. He has still got another opportunity to break.
21 shot rally, the longest of the match so far. 1 hour on the clock exactly, 9:32 in the evening. Serve out wide, the backhand to the feet of Alcaraz. He scoops it and he goes long. And we are back on serve in the second set. 4-3, the Spaniard leads.
And hats off to Stefanos Tsitsipas. That was a terrific return right onto the Alcaraz baseline. He had to try and shovel the half volley. He couldn't keep it in court. They played exactly an hour, and a Tsitsipas sits down and drinks copious amounts of water from his see-through bottle. Maybe he can suddenly see the light. And this is interesting. I do want to tell you my John McEnroe story quickly, because I'm going to forget otherwise. And it's of some relevance, because we've seen a bit of frostiness and feistiness from Tsitsipas in particular. And you mentioned that McEnroe's here and he's been doing various interviews and all the rest of it. Richard Evans, who many years ago wrote a biography of John McEnroe, which was fully endorsed by the man himself, once went to visit his headmaster at school, and they had a good tennis team at the school. And Richard said, "So, come on, tell us what was McEnroe like, you know, as a player with the umpires?" And the headmaster said, "We didn't have umpires. The players called their own lines every week." And he said, "If there was ever any doubt at all, McEnroe would give the benefit of the doubt to his opponent." And he said the key thing about John McEnroe was that he just wanted to earn everything for himself. But the reason he went mad when things went against him on the court was because he could not handle somebody taking something away from him that he had earned. And I thought that was a really fascinating insight into McEnroe, who obviously had great eyes, felt that he knew more than the umpires. Doesn't excuse some of his behavior, but that little story today just made me think about John McEnroe in a totally different way.
Thank you for
that. Slight detour, but...
No, nice. No, it's life is a little insight there. End of this set, we're going to hear from Iga Świątek, the dominant force, as the serve and volley. Ooh, but there was so much on that return from Alcaraz that there's nothing Tsitsipas could do about that volley, and it dribbles off his racket. And I think he may have broken a string because he's off to change his racket.
Alex has gently chided you from Montreal. You suggested the sausage was an apéritif. That is a drink. You meant an entree.
No, in France you have an apéritif, which is food and drink. An apéritif in France is not just a drink. You say, oh, let's have the apéritif, and it can be some saucy sauce and a glass of something and some...
Gigi gently chides Alex, but Alex gently chiding her.
Lenny says, according to this colour chart, it's stone blue. I might accept stone blue, because stone is sort of grey. So it's sort of grey-blue. Tsitsipas with a serve down the tee is an ace.
Of course, it goes without saying, and that is Tsitsipas' first ace of the night, by the way. It goes without saying that, and it's the old adage, a break is not a break until you have consolidated it.
Sarah says, my friend Rachel says, if Carlos is wearing dark blue, is Stefanos wearing green and white? I agree with Rachel. Serve down the tee, the forehand back through the middle of the court. He overhits it, Tsitsipas. He was trying to dance around the backhand. He was trying to get forward.
Mariana, what was that?
Still going.
I think he's just confirming that Alcaraz's shirt is blue.
It's definitely what's on his mind right now. Oh. 30 all. Alcaraz clears the clay from the source of issues as we continue to hear Apostolos in the background. Serve out wide, back to the feet of Tsitsipas. He flicks into the middle of the court, the backhand cross court from Alcaraz, the backhand cross court from Tsitsipas, drop shot from Alcaraz. Oh, just guided the ball over the net.
Well, Stefanos, you played a blinder in Carlos's last service game. You know, you simply know you cannot afford to lose this point and be pegged back so quickly.
Nepia is outside the door. Serve down the tee is missed. Nepia's a dog, by the way, if you're just joining us. Second serve, break point. Serve out, well, he's gone for the serve and volley, plays the volley. Here comes Alcaraz, scoops. Oh, he doesn't get the height on it.
He had the chance. He's so quick, of course, Alcaraz. Tsitsipas was planted at the net. Alcaraz running around on his forehand side looking to whip that forehand pass across the court, just over the net. But as Gigi said, it didn't have sufficient elevation. Heart-in-mouth moment for Tsitsipas, but he fights off that break point.
He's not finding this tee serve. Ball girl scurries, well, she's now got three balls that she'll place behind her back. As Tsitsipas reaches up and serves down the tee again, and the backhand is spun in, the drop shot's, oh, that's a beauty. That was delicate, delicious, and delightful.
Oh, do you remember those Gael Monfils drop shots a few nights ago? I think you've had about four or five of them. They were so audacious, none of them looked as though they were going to travel over the net. And that was a classic example there from Tsitsipas. I was sure, because he was playing it from deep, just behind his baseline, I was sure it wouldn't have the momentum to get over. It did, and even the speedy Alcaraz could do nothing with it.
Game point. Centre of the box. The backhand's in play. The backhand flick cross. Backhand to backhand they go. Flick stop on it. Back Alcaraz's own side. And as Marcus said, they say it is not a break until it's consolidated. It is now, and we are locked at four games all. Business end, second set.
Massive hold of serve for Stefanos Tsitsipas as we say hello to Gerardo.
Hello,
who is in Tampa in Florida. I'm in the middle of my workday feeling the afternoon slump. Thanks for the excellent play-by-play coverage. It's electrifying. And we can't play the guess the job game with Gerardo because he's...
just told you.
It's on his email. He's an analyst for
a global services
finance company.
Right. Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court, forehand into the corner, squash shot on the... doing the split Tsitsipas, who gets back up and lays the flat backhand cross court. He tried to redirect the backhand. It clipped the net post, flew the other side of the court into the waiting ball girl's arms, and it's 15 love.
And Alex, having heard that little... snippet about John McEnroe, who was so generous as a schoolboy playing against opposition with no umpires, and if in doubt giving his opponent the point, says, I give you the point, presumably with regards to this.
It's not
oh
blue.
No, it's with regards it's to the aperitif subject, not the blue shirt.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Serve out wide, the backhand, that's a tough one, the job. Oh! Marcus, describe what he just did with that tennis ball that not many people on this earth could do.
Well, it was a little bit like a French cricket shot. He had the racket right in front of him, low down between his legs, and somehow he dug out the most outrageous sliced... well, it was almost a half volley. It didn't quite hit the ground, but how he controlled that with Tsitsipas coming in as well. It died as soon as it hit the turf, or the clay. That was incredible.
He had a big smile on his face after that, and rightly so. Game points.
Mariana.
That's Apostolos, you can hear the distance. Serve out wide, that's a love hold, a vamos. He looks up to his box, skips back to his chair. Tsitsipas will take it, so thinks about getting his towel, then doesn't want to get his towel. You know what I saw earlier that I found fascinating? Iga Świątek came out and she was getting herself set up to go for the coin toss. And the benches, behind the benches, there are drawers you pull out. And one of the drawers has white towels and one there's tournament towels. So she opened the drawer. Meanwhile, already Marquette Van Drews was at the net. She pulled out two white towels and put them on her bench. She pulled out a tournament towel and put it in her bag.
What?
And that was before the coin toss.
She must be disqualified.
I mean, that's forward planning. I think that's clever. That is forward planning. Someone had said, let's have a tournament towel, and it went.
I mean, this is an outrage. And on the day that Novak Djokovic, the world number one, had to pull out because of an injury, Iga Świątek has now been questioned for... heading off with
no, I mean, it's her.
A surreptitious
towel. But I just
like
the way she did it at the beginning, before we'd even had the coin toss.
Oh, it wasn't just one of the towels? Because at Wimbledon, they've got very, very anxious about players grabbing...
No, it was in her bench, so it was for her.
Fair enough. Oh, okay. Don't disqualify her. No, take it back.
I thought it was being a little bit strong. But it was legally allowed to go in the bag, but it's just the way she did it before the coin toss.
It's just that at Wimbledon, they've had to be very careful because... towels, official towels, were going hither and thither with players taking five or six apiece. So they cut down on that.
Well, I did a little quiz with some of the players last year here, and one of the questions was, "Have you ever taken how many tournament towels have you taken?" And who I can't remember who was it said it was one tournament taken over 10. 10 plus, but all of them had taken tournament towels. I mean, there was not one that said, no, don't take them. Because also, it's great for re-gifting.
Yeah, because they can't, the top players, afford to actually buy a present.
So Delis looks to serve and volley, plays the volley, scooped up by Alcaraz across court and wide.
Darkness descending now overhead. We've still got a little patch of blue sky here and there. Some fluffy clouds. The sun can just be seen glimmering through those clouds, which of course is no trouble whatsoever today. But the atmosphere always gets that little bit more intense when darkness descends.
And we tend to lose the plot around midnight.
Well, you and Lady E, but I'll keep you on an even keel. Empress.
Second serve kicks up to the backhand cross court. Inside in goes Tsitsipas. The forehand up the line from Alcaraz. Alcaraz keeps on his forehand, goes forehand down the line. The Vamos! It's because he's leveled up at 15. Remember that Stefanos Tsitsipas is serving to stay in the first set on serve at 4-5.
Yeah, absolutely. The disadvantage of serving second. Now, he got the break back in thrilling fashion, but don't forget, a couple of games ago in his last service game, he was struggling to hold on. Stumble here, and you're two sets down with barely an hour and a quarter on the board.
Oh, not happy with the ball toss. Goes again, sits a pass, dressed as a bumblebee. Backhand is too deep from the Spaniard in his slate grey, white sleeve on the right arm, yellow shorts.
Blue shirt, everybody. By the way, just seeing the throw up there, the toss up, Sophie hates me saying that. Let's have a word about a British junior in a moment.
Looking to serve and volley, Tsitsipas might have to change his game plan off the second serve now. Front on, Alcaraz can roll that backhand cross court to the inside out forehand. The slice of the backhand from Tsitsipas draws Tsitsipas in, floats the ball over, pops the ball over. No pace ball, just pops it into the court. The point has won and he moves to game points for 5-all.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, we know what he's looking to do. He's looking to get in. He's looking to put pressure on the Alcaraz backhand, and he did just that and executed a pretty straightforward volley at the net to close out the point.
Game points for 5-all. Missed serve again down the tee. Hour and 13 minutes. Ball girl settles at the net. Slight sway from Alcaraz. He's up on his toes and slams that. Wow, when he unloads on the forehand, it is a thing of beauty.
Yeah. That is why, of course, Tsitsipas is looking to attack his backhand wing whenever possible. But that was in the hit zone. He still had to hit it, and he did just that. Low, hard, right into Tsitsipas's forehand corner. As good a return as you could wish for.
Still got a game point. Serve out wide. Backhand's in play. Inside in from Tsitsipas. On the run into the net. And that is the point of the game. 5 games, all second set. Alcaraz by a set to love.
Yeah, good hold again from Tsitsipas after the start to that game. Lovely inside in forehand to win the point. Just going back to the ball toss. Hannah Klugman, really talented young British junior. She's still only 15 years of age. She lost a very tight match today to Slovakian opposition, 7-5 in the third. She lost the first set 6-love, Hannah, and she was having a real issue with her ball toss. I think on one occasion, I didn't see this point, but she tried it 9 times or something. So good luck getting that resolved, but she's still a huge talent to be very excited about.
Absolutely. Woody says, hi Gigi, hi Marcus. Listening in from a cold, gloomy and rainy east of England. Settling in for hopefully a long match tonight. I say this a lot, but I really enjoy your radio commentary as Tsitsipas flicks the backhand to the double hander of Alcaraz. Single hander from Tsitsipas, double hander cross court and wide from Alcaraz. So much more than TV. I think it's because you're always talking and interacting. Well, Woody, thank you for being with us.
Speaking nonsense, Woody, basically. Alex says on the official Roland Garros website, the picture of Carlos's shirt looks navy blue. I'm confused and will eat a boar sausage to fix my eyesight.
They're very good. Alcaraz has 4 balls in his hand. He discards one, discards another, tucks one in the pocket, and he's ready to go. 5 all, love 15. Nets on the first serve. We had a little look of a slightly nervous looking Juan Carlos Ferrero. Serves out wide. A backhand to the inside out forehand of Alcaraz. Such a weighty shot. He smashes the ball back to Tsitsipas. And he smashes it back to Tsitsipas. Shall we say it again? And he smashes it out of the reach of Tsitsipas.
Well, as Mansour Bahrami down there, it was one of those exhibition moments that you tend to get towards the end of the second week of a Grand Slam event. He kept going back at Tsitsipas, who was doing what he could to make the high balls as challenging as possible. Third time of asking, Alcaraz finally put it away.
15 all. Hour and 16 on the clock. Very little room for error at this stage of the set. Missed first serve down the tee, heading towards the backhand of the Greek player. Ninth seed. Serve down the tee again. The backhand right through the throat of the court. The angle found on the forehand from Alcaraz. Plays his backhand cross-court and deep. The sliding sits a pass nets, and it's 30-15.
Hello to Jacob from Lehi in Utah. Says, thanks, guys, for the great coverage. I've been listening for the whole tournament. I love play-by-play more than the traditional coverage. Says, strawberries have to be the best fruit. That was the subject yesterday. Hopes to join the tour one day. Well, strawberries missed out to blueberries, who were the official...
And pineapple.
Winner and pineapple.
Was joint, it joint winners?
Joint
yes.
winners.
Joint winners.
And Jacob, how old are you? When might you be on the tour?
30-15 to serve up. Oh, dear me. Game points for 6-5. A couple of Vamoses.
Don't need Mariana for those.
No, because it's Spanish.
Yeah, but I mean, she.
She's our Greek correspondent.
We don't need Mariana's Spanish sister-in-law for that.
Game points. You just make that up?
Yep.
Back onto his feet. Swung cross-court. Stopped short. Ooh, framed. Off the racket is Tsitsipas. So, Carlos Alcaraz, who did have the break. Tsitsipas got the back on serve. Still has the edge because he leads 6-5 in the second set.
Get in touch with us. Join the conversation. You can tweet us at @radio_RG, @radio_RG. You can email us, FrenchOpenRadio@FFT.fr. That's FrenchOpenRadio@FFT.fr. Any subject, well, just about any subject will do. And we're live every day from the start of play on Court Philippe Chatrier, which tomorrow will be 2 p.m. local time.
Of course, it's a not before 2:15 start with Paoli and Rebecca, but we want to give you a good build-up to it.
We do. And, of course, they've had to change everything because, if you haven't heard the big news today, the disappointing news, the hugely frustrating news, particularly for the man himself, is that Novak Djokovic has been forced to withdraw from Roland Garros because of the knee injury that plagued him during that thriller with Francisco Cerúndolo yesterday. Of course, somehow he came from 2 sets to 1 down to win in 5 for his 370th Grand Slam victory. That's now more than anybody else. He's gone past Roger Federer. But by pulling out today, he has also handed the world number one spot to Jannik Sinner when the new rankings come out on Monday. And it means we'll only have one men's quarterfinal. That'll be tomorrow evening, which, of course, we'll bring you ball-by-ball coverage of.
Jannik Sinner, the first Italian man to hold the number one spot since rankings began in the 1970s. What a year he's having. He's only lost twice. Grand Slam champion. He's world number one. It's not bad. It's only June.
By the way, Jacob has come back with an answer as to when he might be on the tour.
Sits about 5-6. Serves out wide, slam cross, got picked out of the air from Tsitsipas for the 1-2 punch.
He's 17 and he's hoping to follow in Ben Shelton's footsteps through the college tour. We wish you all the best, Jacob. And when you make it, make sure your first interview after becoming a slam champion is with Radio Roland Garros. He unplugged us then, sorry.
What if we're not there?
Well, we will be. Okay, if it's in Australia, we might not be. Well, we won't be.
Some of us might be. serve into the centre of the box. Backhand clips top of the net and it slows down and it lands in. It's an angle and then try to curl it round the net post, Alcaraz, but skid it off in the other direction.
I mean, the easy thing here, Jacob, just make sure your first slam is Roland Garros.
Yes, that would make life a lot easier. Well, good luck with everything. If you play on a court and there's a man hollering things, it's probably going to be Marcus. Inside out, comes forward. He's sort of curving and a weaving Alcaraz, but the touch is so exquisite. He looked like he was completely out of position and he wasn't going to get there, let alone settle and pull off the shot that he did.
I mean, he is a master craftsman. The angle on that was exquisite, and it had to be, because to be fair to Tsitsipas, he followed it in. The ball was curling away from him all the time. He slid at the last minute, actually nearly went into the box that's directly opposite the umpire's chair, but nobody in a million years would have got that one back into play.
30-15, serve down the tee, stretch back, Tsitsipas takes it out of the air, back behind Alcaraz. So points here to take us to a second set tiebreak.
Kate in Cornwall says, please can I have an early night tonight? I'm thinking, goodness me, the power of the Empress stretches to when Kate goes to bed. But actually,
yes, you may, Kate. You may go to bed now.
She can't sleep until the last ball has been struck in anger.
Tsitsipas kicks that serve up. This is the point for the tiebreak, but he's into the trap lines. Looking for another 1-2 punch, and he hangs his head because he knows that should have been the game done.
Kate's looked at the manufacturer's site. Despite it being described as dark blue, it still looks grey on the site. I don't care. It's what the manufacturers say. She's enjoying the banter despite this ridiculous disagreement over the colour of Carlos Alcaraz's shirt.
Well, since Bass is wearing black and yellow, I think we're all going to agree on that. Serve out wide, the backhand's in play. This is still a point for the tiebreak. Backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Inside in from Tsitsipas. Gets the job done. And here we are, for being a breakdown, Tsitsipas has got himself, as he gets the crowd going once again, a second set tiebreak.
So we will.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland-Garros.
Roland-Garros.
It's what the crowd wanted. They got very vocal behind Tsitsipas when he was a set and a breakdown. There's a gentleman just in front of us, standing up, waving his Greek flag. And she now landed on the lady next to him, who I think he's with, so it doesn't matter.
You know who, Surbiton, Andre, you know who was at Surbiton today?
No, I mean a few people.
Petr Cech.
Was he?
Big tennis fan, Petr. He was out in Madrid watching the tennis.
Did he have
good
his helmet?
Good friend of Radek Stepanek.
Did he have his helmet on?
No. Wasn't playing. Alcaraz getting us underway in the tiebreak. Missed the first serve. Served down the tee, back through the middle of the court. A heavy forehand back behind Tsitsipas. Takes that first point off the tiebreak.
Why have you just randomly told us about Petr Cech being at Surbiton today? Has it just popped up?
No, I was looking at social media and I could just see lots of grass courts. Then it reminded me that I'd seen him at Surbiton earlier today. He's a regular visitor to Queens as well. He's often seen there.
Nothing escapes your attention, does it?
Oh, loads of things do.
No, you're over everything, all over everything.
Tsitsipas serves out wide on the angle. Short, ooh, drop shot. Oh, he feathers it. Here comes Tsitsipas. What's he going to do with this lob over the head of Tsitsipas? He keeps it in play. Alcaraz hammers the forehand, but he doesn't control it.
A little surprising. Relieving from Tsitsipas' point of view, because he was a little marooned in the middle of the court, backpedaling furiously and delighted that he didn't have to play another shot.
Yeah, good get from Tsitsipas. Just to show him another ball. Got the error, point apiece, six games all, hour and 24. Tsitsipas twiddles the racket in the right hand, tosses up the ball and serves up. Here comes the serve and volley. But that is the danger when the ball is coming back at you off the returner's serve at that kind of velocity.
That was clever from Alcaraz. He knew exactly what Tsitsipas was doing, encroaching, coming forward as he has to, and he fizzed that right back at the Greek player's feet, and he couldn't dig out the half volley.
Mini break for Carlos Alcaraz, third seed here. Only his fourth appearance at Roland Garros. We have to keep reminding ourselves he's still a young thing at 21. Celebrated his 21st birthday in Madrid. Well, he wasn't there because he was beaten. Issues. So bounces up and it sits mid-court. He goes back to the backhand of Tsitsipas, and he'll go back to the backhand of Tsitsipas, and he'll go back to the backhand of Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas trying to draw a forehand, but then he goes drop shot. Tsitsipas comes in, scoops up the line, and goes cross court for the winner.
Brilliant. What a battle, what a fascinating battle that was, of the double hander against the single hander. Tsitsipas itching to come forward. It has worked for him, but this time he gave Alcaraz a chance to pass him with a forehand cross court. And goodness me, didn't he do a good job of that?
That was a massive vamos. And then, like, you know, when a horse bares all their teeth, he sort of did that sort of gum thing and all the teeth to his box and say, yeah, you know, and a horse like Winnie's, you know?
Lovely expressions you're making here, Jeez.
Alcaraz has come forward. Oh, and another one. There's a vamos and a half. 4-1.
Well, he knows the importance of this tiebreak. What a difference, obviously. Two sets up, one set all, and you want to conserve as much energy as possible, of course, as you head towards the closing stages of two grueling weeks. He wants to get off this court.
Last drop to set to Tsitsipas in Barcelona, 2022. Last two meetings, the final in Barcelona in 23, straight sets, and then straight sets in the quarterfinal here in 2023. Meeting at the same time. Ooh, listen to that. You heard what he put behind it when he unleashed that noise with that forehand, yeah. And he's 5-1 as they change.
Yeah, Tsitsipas just looking. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's just suggesting that Alcaraz was guilty of hindrance there. Conversations going on, hard to hear exactly what he's saying, but basically there was a huge roar that Gigi mentioned from Alcaraz as he hit that screamer, and Tsitsipas was still in the middle of the point, and I can understand actually why he's gone to have a little word there. Of course, his misery is compounded by the fact that he's walking up to the other end at 1-5 in this tiebreak.
Poslos's mouth and lips were moving so quickly there. The volley from Tsitsipas, he contains it within the court. He discards the ball onto the floor because now the balls will fly down to Alcaraz's side and he has the opportunity to close out for a two sets love lead.
One of the things I love about a crowd, but I can't quite work out, is how they immediately start to whistle a player such as Tsitsipas when he's querying something with the umpire. They don't really know quite who's in the right and who's in the wrong. And then 30 seconds later, the same player wins a point and they're roaring him again.
Yeah. They just like to get involved. I think they just want to be involved. Want to be part of it.
Oh, they most certainly are. Big part of it here in Paris.
Alcaraz at 5-2. Misses the first serve out wide to the Tsitsipas backhand. Tsitsipas, that really sort of wide sumo-style stance. Second serve goes out wide again. The backhand is in play. The inside at forehand off his shoelaces. Alcaraz settles himself for his forehand. Hooks it, drags it. Wide, 5-3.
Yeah, from 5-1 to 5-3. Just a glimmer again for Tsitsipas. Good depth from the Greek player in that point. And Alcaraz got himself into a slightly awkward position just behind his baseline. Tried to hook a a difficult, rather ugly-looking shot, which for him is not an easy thing to do, and it missed its mark, but he's still in the driving seat here at 5-3.
He's got the second of his 2 points at this stage, win this point, and he will bring up set points. Misses out wide. Back into position pretty quickly. Oh, the ball boy. Little trouble with containing his ball. He now has it. Second serve goes down the tee in a framed return that somehow lands in. Alcaraz finishes the job off and it's set points, but the first two will be on the Tsitsipas serve.
Yeah, ball flew up. Thought it was going to drift out. Didn't matter. Alcaraz had all the time in the world to move in and hammer away a winner to make it 3 set points for a 2-set lead after exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes.
A 2 sets, love lead. 3 set points. Carlos Alcaraz, who pins the backhand in play, inside out forehand from Tsitsipas, backhand cross court. The drop shot doesn't make it from Tsitsipas. He hangs his head, he discards the spare ball, and Carlos Alcaraz is a set away from the Roland Garros semi-finals. And this gives us an opportunity to hear from Iga Świątek, world number one, who demolished Markéta Vondrousova earlier today to book her place back in the semi-finals.
Well, it was a really solid performance, probably the best I've had here. So I'm happy that my game is getting better and better every day, and I feel pretty confident today.
About your form compared to when you were at this sort of stage of the tournament the last 3 times that you won, how do you feel you're playing right now compared to those sort of stages?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. Well, I don't really remember how I felt, honestly, because these tournaments are long and, like, I don't remember, like, every day, I would say. But I remember last year was pretty stressful for me. So every match was, like, kind of like a relief, you know. And now I'm enjoying it more, and I have more satisfaction from just, you know, playing my game. 2 years ago, I would say... in my mind, it felt pretty similar because I just felt like I had already a great season, and now I can just go for it, you know. And 2020, it doesn't really fit anywhere because it was just all, you know, hectic, and it was all a surprise. So,
if you can think back to here in 2020, obviously very unusual circumstances, but I'm wondering, in what ways, if at all, did winning that first Grand Slam title, the thing all tennis players are striving for, might have changed you on the court, off the court, your perceptions of yourself, and or because I've heard you talk about how different that year was here, was it the second one maybe that had more of that sort of a profound effect?
First one, I mean, I would say, I would kind of lie if I would say that it gave me belief that I can win Grand Slams right now, because I was still, you know, not really sure if it happens by mistake or what really happened, honestly. During these 2 weeks, I had to prove to myself that I was, you know, good enough to win it, and I think I proved that, you know, winning some titles after that and winning in 2022, so... the win in 2022 was the most satisfying for me, and I proved everybody and I proved myself that it wasn't a one-time thing, and maybe in the future I'm going to be able to win more tournaments like that. So I would say after 2022 I was the most happy when I won.
Night Sessions on Radio Roland-Garros.
Radio Roland-Garros.
Stefanos Tsitsipas still clearly thinking of what has gone before. This is Tsitsipas. He went to have a discussion, left, came back to carry on the discussion. Meanwhile, Carlos Alcaraz left the court for a comfort break. Tsitsipas now is ready to resume. Aurélie Tort is keeping an eye on him, waiting for him to resume. She's tried to shut down the conversation. And on we go, start of the third set.
Yeah, I mean, he spent most of that time between the sets talking in pretty animated fashion to Aurélie Tort. Presumably it's a continuation after that hindrance moment, and whether he's got one or two other complaints, it's just frustrating. The lack of effects, Mike, by the umpire's chair.